So we're doing Pirkei Avot, the second chapter of the second Mishnah. Rabban Gamliel beno shel Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi omer. Rabban Gamliel, the son of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, says, yeah, second chapter, second Mishnah, we're doing Pirkei Avot with the Rambam's commentary. Yafet amut Torah im derech eretz. It is nice to have the learning of Torah together with derech eretz, which needs definition. Shegiat shnihim, for the toiling in both of them, mishkach tavon, makes sin extinct. V'chol Torah she'en imam melacha, and any Torah that has no work with it, sofa b'teila, will ultimately be annulled, v'gorer tavon, and drag along sin with it. V'chol amelim imam tzibur, and all those who toil with the congregation, giyu amelim imam l'shem shamayim, should toil with them for the sake of heavens, sh'zchut avotan mesayatan, for the merits of their forefathers will help them, v'tzidkatam omedet la'ad, and their righteousness will stand forever. And you, I consider it as though you have done it. So we had here a bunch of sentences, and the question is, how do they combine to a coherent thought? So let's see what the Rambam tells us. Inyan derech eretz ha'amu kan, the concept of derech eretz that is said over here is hahitaskut b'inyanei ha'panasa. The intent is dealing with making a livelihood. So Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, says it's nice that your Torah is together with making a livelihood. Because if you have both of them, then your Torah will last. And if you don't have it, then it won't last. And it will drag along sin with it. V'amru v'goreret avon, and our sages said, it drags along sin. Hu kefi shebi'aru b'makom acher, it's like they explained elsewhere. Amru, they said, sofo shemunastem et abriyot, that the end of a child who has no source of income, who has no way of supporting himself, the end is he's going to want to support himself, he's going to want to have the amenities he's accustomed to, and he will become a bandit. So our sages said, one of the things a father has to do is teach his son a livelihood so that he can support the lifestyle that he would like to live on. Don't bring up your child and leave him stranded after he's mature and he has no livelihood, and he knows what he wants but he doesn't know how to get it. So what choice will he have? He'll become a gangster. No, that you don't need to be too educated for. So Chazal said, if you don't educate your kid, if you don't give him a livelihood, you're basically leading him to a life of crime. You want him to be a good citizen, a good person, so give him a way of supporting himself. So Chazal said, if you only learn Torah, you might think, well, I'm learning Torah. Yes, but how are you going to support that Torah? If you can't support it, so in the end you're going to want to, you will have to put food on the table. So then you're going to look for ways of doing it that are not legitimate. And our sages said, when you learned Torah, you meant to keep it. But when you got hungry, so you know what? Hunger does things to people. And when a person doesn't see a way out, so he says, well, I'll just do this, I'll just do that. And just doing this leads to just doing that, and just doing that leads to the next thing, until he finds himself an organized crime.
If you're in that situation, you really have no choice, but if you could have prevented yourself getting into that situation.
Well, so you still have a choice. Chazal said, Peshot nevelot pashuk. Do the lowest job. You know what the lowest job is? To be the one standing there skinning the animals. That's the job they always give to the lowest worker, because it's just pointless, difficult work. It's not pointless. You're right. It's not pointless. You're right. It's not pleasant. Right.
Repetitive, pointless. It's not pointless.
You're right. It's not pointless. Pointless isn't the right word. You're right. Take it back. Thank you.
It was a summer job, 12 hours a day. You have no idea what it does to a person. You can have the deepest thought about everything.
The Amru and our sages said, V'atem ma'alani alechem sachar. You, I will consider it, and I will give you wages. Hudvar Hashem, that is, so to speak, the word of God, lo'otam ha'amelim imatzibur, to those who are toiling with the congregation, she'pa'amim imanu milasot mitzvah biglal iskam b'inyanei hatzibur. Sometimes they will be prevented from doing a mitzvah because they're busy taking care of the congregation. So a person might feel like, hey, I didn't get to do what I wanted. I was in the hospital taking care of the sick, and I couldn't build the sukkah this year. I was in the hospital taking care of the sick. I couldn't be in shul to hear shofar blowing. I'm a person has a job. Look, sometimes a person is a doctor. So he's taking care of the masses. He doesn't have a choice. Yom Kippur, he might not be in shul. Maybe he'll be on call all of Yom Kippur. What choice does he have? Hashem says, if you're dealing with the congregation, I will treat it as though you did the mitzvot. Lefichach amar, that's why the Tana told us, Shehashem mechashev nehem sechar asiyat ota mitzvah, that God calculates the wages as though they did that mitzvah, ve'afal pi shelo asua, and even though they didn't in fact do it, kevan shenitasku b'tzochei atzibur l'shem shamayim, because they were doing what the congregation needed for the sake of heaven. So let's read the Mishnah the way the Rambam taught us to understand the Mishnah. Rabbi Gamliel, the son of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, says, it is nice to have learning Torah together with having a source of a livelihood, because if you toil in both of them, that makes sin extinct. And if you have Torah without a source of work, without a source of a livelihood, the Torah will ultimately be undone because he won't be able to support himself, and it'll drag along sin because he'll look for a source of a livelihood and he hasn't spent the time to lay the foundations for a livelihood, a legitimate livelihood, so he'll have no choice, he'll end up going for an illegitimate livelihood. And all those who toil with the congregation, so you're doing the big mitzvah of tzarchei tzibur, dealing with what the congregation needs, do it for the sake of heaven. Why? Because if you're helping the congregation and you do it with the proper intent, you're not doing it just so that people say, oh, he's such a nice guy, he's always doing mitzvahs. Oh, you know him, he's a guy that you can always rely on. People speak nicely about him. It's nice that people speak nicely about us. But if that's the purpose, then you're not doing it for the sake of heaven. The Mishnah says, no, when you deal with the congregation, make sure to do it for the sake of heaven, sheshchut avotam esayatam, that the merits of the forefathers will assist you in helping the congregation, v'tzidkatam omet la'ad, and their righteousness lasts forever, v'atem aleha ani'arachem sechah, kiru asitem. And furthermore, God says, if you're dealing with the congregation for the sake of heavens, then even if you have to miss mitzvot for the sake of helping the congregation, I will treat it as though you fulfilled those mitzvot. Mishnah Gimel. Hevu zirin barashut. Be careful with those in power. She'en mikarvin lo la'adam ela letzorech atzman. They don't bring a person close unless there's something in it for themselves. Nirin ko'avin bishat ha'na'atan. When they're enjoying, they look like they like you. Ve'en omdin lo la'adam bishat tochko. But they don't stand by a person in his hour of need. Kvar Biyanu, says the Rambam, ki reshut, that when the Mishnah says the word reshut, that's a reference to hashilton, those in power. Vehu mesaperet midotehim u'mazhir mehim. And the Tana came to tell us of the traits of those in power, and he warns us of them. So this Mishnah told us, be careful, because even when they seem to be nice to you and they're bringing you close, they're only doing it because they have an interest themselves, and even though they look like they like you, when they're benefiting from your company, when you need them, you can't rely on them, they will not stand by you. So that's what we saw today, Mishnah Bet and Mishnah Gimel of Perek Beis in Pirkei Avot.